big star of the TV last night, Derry Stoke Londonderry, Dr. Leah, has beaten her rivals. She is the winner of The Apprentice. She's got a £250,000 investment for her cosmetic business from Lord Sugar. Here's the moment she became his new apprentice.
It really boils down to, where am I now, you know, at 66 years old? Do I need another load of aggravation? And that's where, you know, I get a little bit concerned. So, on balance, I think I've made my mind up now. At the end of the day, a bit of devil in me has got to take the risk. Leah, you're going to be my business partner.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing you shortly, OK? Off you go.
How lucky are you when he said that? Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Hello, how are you?
Never mind how I am. When he said that, you are going to be my business partner.
I couldn't, honestly. It hasn't sunk in at all yet. I'm in a state of complete and utter shock. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. It was just, you know, a wonderful, wonderful moment, and one I'll never forget.
Now, do you know in this programme we try to say it as it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't work out whether I really, really, really liked your confidence.
Uh-huh.
Or whether your confidence actually made me think, that woman's so arrogant. I couldn't work it out. And there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, sir. The thing you have to bear in mind is it's a competition. You know, we're all putting it out there. How, you know, absolutely wonderful we all believe we are. I think a lot of it's bravado, but, you know, definitely, I'm not going to, you know, pretend I'm some sort of wallflyer. I think you've seen I'm certainly not. But
were you turning any of that on for the benefit of the camera? For example, when you're sitting there, right, and you're shouting at that editor, a TV editor, he's a TV editor and you're not.
I know. No, but
you see,
there's
a big part of me admires that, though, and I think she knows what she wants and she's going to get it.
Yeah, and you've got time. You know, there's a lot that you don't say. You know, there's a lot of time restraints. And the pressure, honest to God, the pressure at that time is just phenomenal. You know, I've tried so hard at that point of the process to get there, and you want it so much at that point. So, look, I've watched it back myself, and don't get me wrong, sometimes I've cringed. But at the same time, you know, I did what I had to do and I got there in the end.
What type of pressure does the programme behind the scenes put on you that we don't see?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say too much about the production side of things, but it's, you know, it is, there's a lot of time constraints, is one thing, you know, and it's very, you know, it's a very tense environment, and, you know, you are filmed for, you know, up to 16 hours a day. You only see a snapshot of it. But the filming is really, really intense, and the schedule is grueling. You know, you do task after task after task, and you know, everyone's there to win. That's what you have to bear in mind, and everyone believes, you know, in themselves that they, you know, that they should win. So even if you don't believe it, you've got to at least pretend to do it, and hope it gets you through.
You see, I wanted you to call your company Skin, and yes. you've turned it round. You've called, well, it was going to be Nix, N-I-K-S, yes. Then it became N-I-K-S.
Yeah.
Alan Sugar didn't like it. You said to him something along the lines, and I kind of punched the air when I watched this last night. No, I'll not be having that. Don't like it. So how did he get you to change your mind? You were adamant. He wanted you to call Dr. Leah. He wants it to be after you.
Yeah.
But did he sit you down and give you a talking to, or what happened?
No, he's, you know, once he, well, to be honest, he could have asked. I would have called it anything he wanted, to be honest. Once he told me A1, I was just that happy to tell you. But no, we sat down and listened. You know, I don't have a lot of business experience, certainly nowhere near the amount that he does. And it would be silly of me. You know, this is a man who's launched successful brands, you know, is very, you know, very into advertising. He really knows what he's talking about. It would be silly for me not to have taken his advice on board. And, you know, he was open about the fact he thought Dr. Leah was the best name. And of course, that's what we went for.
And has he actually sat down after... Okay, we've seen the show and that's it.
Yeah.
Has he sat down afterwards and had some quiet moments with you?
Yeah, you know, he's absolutely fantastic. We've been in constant contact. pretty much since I found out. And, you know, he's been incredibly supportive and you know, has offered me some real, real good advice. So, you know, he's someone I completely admire. He's very on board with, you know, my idea of how, and my vision for the company in terms of keeping it very medical, very clinical. And you know, I'm really, really totally privileged, to be honest, with you, to be working with someone of his calibre.
Vinny is sitting beside me here. He needs a lot of it and didn't watch any of the programme.
No, there's no need to bring that into it. Leah, what I wanted to ask you was, you're a cosmetic business. Could you help Stephen, because he's turning 40 next month, right? And it is starting to show on his face. There's a few lines, he's a bit puffy.
It's the worry of the BBC, it's the stress.
It's the stress.
It's organisation. No,
the rest of us look even worse, Leah, because of the stress he puts us
under.
I'll
tell you what, I hope, Leah, that the managers of your company, I hope Sugar works during the summer, because you see in here, I haven't seen one manager since the beginning of June, and they'll probably come back about October.
But anyway, don't avoid the subject, Stephen. Leah, could you help him? You know, could your, what you do, could it help his face?
No, I'm sure he doesn't need anything done at all.
Oh, you're not looking at what I'm looking at though, Leah.
Just remind us what the company's going to do, the procedures they're going to do.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously we'll have to cement it, but it's essentially non-surgical cosmetic procedures. So the likes of Botox, facial fillers, chemical peels.
Perfect for you,
Stephen. We're going to be also launching a skincare range, which will be Dr. Leah Skincare as well, which we're extremely excited about. I do a lot of medical and clinical research, and I've been doing quite a bit into cosmetics in particular, and into skincare, and you know, I'm keen to utilise some of that.
You see, does any of that, of course you're going to say yes to this, but explain to me how any of that kind of skincare malarkey works. I've often wondered about the effectiveness of it, the big claims of, you know, when you see on telly these ads and what it can do to your skin. How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, there are various different properties, and they all have different levels of efficacy, and some are more effective than others. But I think the key thing is you know, we really want to provide an alternative to these more invasive procedures, because really not everyone needs, you know, to have Botox or have fillers. You know, if we can provide a cream that can, you know, that can sort of give you the same or a good result, then, you know, then you may not need those treatments. So, you know, I think it's important to be able to offer both and to give your clients that. Thanks, really.
But how would your skincare cream, for example, be any different from any other company's skincare cream?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you that. That's a big secret, isn't it? So I can't give that away at this point. But you'll see when we launch. It's going to be around October, November time, and you'll see then
we're launching. And I kept on watching when I was watching the programme. And when you're talking about Botox and things, it's all, you're often referring to females, and she will like this and she will like that. Is there no market in this for men?
No, I think actually, you know what, that's a brilliant point, and I'm glad you brought that up actually, because you're completely right. I think it is a bad habit to continue to refer to the client as female, or imply that they would be female. I think there is definitely an emerging and a growing market for males. And there certainly is a demand, you know, amongst the male population as well for these procedures and for the skincare line. We would hope to make the treatment unisex.
Not the skincare, these other procedures, Botox, yeah. And what else is it?
It'll be facial fillers as well.
What's a facial filler? What is that?
So it's basically, it's a filler basically.
It fills out the lines in your face.
Half of the face.
Right.
And they're for deep wrinkles or folds in the face.
So Stephen's got these lines in his forehead, so that would help that. Bit of Botox,
Botox
maybe a bit
might
of
be better for the top of his.
I think we should try a bit of Botox on you. Do it live on air. Is it painful?
No, he doesn't need it. No,
he does.
I'm sure he doesn't.
And you reckon you'll make 8 million within, what, 5 years? Is that it?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they're very rare, very rough projections, and that's, I hadn't accounted for a skincare line as well. That's been something we sort of discussed afterwards. And that was over 9 clinics. That certainly wouldn't be for one clinic. That would be the sell-on value of the company. But, you know, it's impossible to predict as a reality. And we'll need to see how things go at the minute. I'm just focusing on getting my first clinic and my first.
Are you going to open one in Northern Ireland?
I'd love to. I'd absolutely love to. It's home for me. It's where my family still are. It's where I grew up, obviously.
Is it going to be one of your first? Weekend.
Well, my first London, so I've committed to a London clinic as my first. But if things go well in the future, definitely Northern Ireland is one of the areas I'd be very, very keen.
You know, you've got to get used to now, don't you, Leah? you're well known now. You know, you've been on a massive TV show and your life has changed probably for a long time to come.
Well, I think I'm hoping it will die down, you know, in a few days and weeks. I mean, obviously, it's been a lot. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I do feel a bit overwhelmed at the minute, to be honest with you, you know, especially with the sort of media coverage. I find that very overwhelming. But I'm hoping it will die down in the days and weeks to come, and I can really just knuckle down and focus on the business.
So what happens next? When can we expect to see one of these places open?
We're aiming for autumn, so October, November time. It'll be London-based. But obviously there'll be invites for as many people from Northern Ireland as we can get over for the launch.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
I'm beside myself, honestly. It really hasn't processed. I can't get across to you how delighted and how shocked I still am. But
have you contemplated failure?
Well, I think you have to, you know. I think it would be silly not to consider all of the possibilities, but I need to be positive. I really believe in my business. I thought it was fantastic. I couldn't have, you know, any better of a chance of success, really, with Lord Sugar as my business partner. So I'm feeling very, very positive at the minute.
You know, the elephant in the room, by the way, is how can you run this business with Sugar if he doesn't get some of it done himself? Because there's more wrinkles in him than in...
No, not at all. I wouldn't do anything to his face, and I think he's perfectly happy
you wouldn't.
With it as well.
You wouldn't?
No, not at all. I think his face is fine as it is.
He doesn't need any of these procedures?
No, I'm definitely going on record and saying that Lord Sugar does not need any of the procedures.
See, you're a good diplomat, Dr. Leah. You're a good diplomat. We're proud of you in Northern Ireland, and thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for all of the support. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All the best.